Hello and welcome back to Kurt Colton and Just a Fat Kid from Sheffield podcast. Hope you've all been all right. Bank holiday weekend coming up. Plenty of chance to get plenty of ale downers. This week's show is a pretty special show, to be fair. I went and met with somebody called Declan Moore. He's been associated and working alongside a company called Andy's Man Club for the last 4 years. And we've been conversing over text message and stuff over the last few days. And he invited me up to his home to go and have a chat with him about what the organisation's all about. And I just want to say how refreshing it was to hear somebody who was so open, so honest, so enthusiastic about what he's doing. I mean, like he said on the interview that you'll hear in a bit, he said if he needed to, he could speak all day about it. And to have somebody working alongside or with your organisation like that, I think is incredible, because he really is passionate about what he's doing, and so he should be. Because mental health is an absolute major pandemic in this country. People losing their lives every day. So for an organisation like Andy's Man Club to come on the scene and to set these meetings up for like-minded people to go along and just be around people who, like themselves, they don't feel like they've been victimised, they don't feel like they're putting a burden on people, because a lot of the people who go to these meetings are in exactly the same situation as the people that go. So for Andy's Man Club to set up nationwide and have 50-odd clubs, I think it's a great idea. So simple, but absolutely amazing work they're doing. And Declan couldn't wish to meet a nicer bloke. He sat and spoke honestly about what they're doing there and everything. He invited me along as well to go running. I think he were pissing it wind a bit with that one, but we'll see. So yeah, this week, like I said, there's no charities, there's no businesses that I'm going to promote, because this week is all about Andy's Man Club, and I can honestly see a great future partnership blossoming with them. I've already pledged to start raising more awareness for them, and I think it's going to be great. I can't wait to go along and actually see what it's all about, and I think it'd be a great partnership if I could try and get more people there through this podcast, and they could maybe help this podcast reach out to more people. I think it could be the start of something great. So yes, without any further ado, this is my interview with Declan Moore from Andy's Man Club. Hope you all enjoy. Hiya, I'm here today with Declan Moore from Andy's Man Club, here to learn more about the organisation. He's been great to invite me into his home to have this chat, so thank you very much. So if you'd like to introduce yourself, Declan, that'd be great.
Yeah, I'm Declan. I've been involved with Andy's Man Club for over 4 years now, initially in Wakefield, and we moved over to, we opened up in addition in Sheffield on the 7th of January 2019, and we've been growing ever since. We've now gone up to over 50 clubs. Just give you a little bit of background, because it's a pleasure for me to talk to somebody about Andy's Man Club that's interested to hear it, because I talk about it all day if I could. Andy's Man Club was something that I first came across. I was watching the local Yorkshire News, and they were saying that this club is opening up in Wakefield, and it's about where men go and talk. And I thought, what a great idea, why don't we already do it? So I went over to Andy's Man Club that Monday evening, and I don't think I've ever left. I've been there every Monday ever since, and probably always will. And it's such a simple concept, but it was started off by a couple of people called Luke Ambler and Elaine Roberts. And it's called Andy's Man Club because Elaine's son was called Andy. Yeah. And one weekend, I think it was Easter 2016, nobody saw it coming, and he took his own life. And Luke and Elaine, in discussions that followed, couldn't believe that if there was somewhere for him to speak, where he could actually go and open his heart, that entire catastrophe may have been prevented.
Yeah.
And it was out of that that very, very quickly they had the very first men's coffee evening.
Okay.
And I think 9 guys turned up to that event in Halifax for the first time, and that was probably the very first Andy's Man Club.
Right.
Now, since then, it's become the certain things about Andy's Man Club. One, it's exclusively for men, because the age range where men are particularly vulnerable is age 25 to 45.
Yeah.
It's a place where men can talk freely. They sometimes swear a bit, but you know, what would you expect?
Fine, exactly.
And they do it every Monday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the reason being is if you're given a bad weekend, you know you've got Monday, and it gets your week started. Yeah. And it gets you set up.
Makes sense.
I think when I first went to Wakefield, they'd actually built it up to 6 clubs.
Okay.
They carried on building and building and building, and each club was like, I mean, getting guys coming through the door in numbers that we never could have anticipated. And up until the start of the pandemic, I think we'd actually hit about 32 clubs.
Wow.
Around the country.
Nationwide,
yeah. The first 6 months of the pandemic really knocked us down because we couldn't have
clubs.
The very thing that we did was meet.
Face-to-face interaction.
Face-to-face.
Yeah.
The second half of the pandemic, we've actually started to manage the COVID. Okay. So we manage the face mask, we manage the social distance, and we kind of embrace it.
Same as like the country's had to in a way, so you've just adapted to that as well.
And believe it or not, in the second half of the pandemic, we've actually grown to 50 clubs.
Right.
Right, so as I sit here speaking to you today, Andy's Man Club is nationwide and we're growing. When we started off back in the early days, I think we had one member of staff and he was trying to do everything all over the country. Now they've got more staff in head office, they've got more admin support. We're actually growing in a much more structured.
And it's just so fantastic that something's grown from such a simple concept.
It's a simple concept, and what we actually do, and I think people come, you know, because maybe somebody's recommended it, maybe their partner has heard about it and said, go to this place. And I think people can be apprehensive to something like that. What are they going to do to
100%.
Me?
100%.
Are they going to fix me? Or, you know?
Yeah.
And we don't do anything like that. We don't promise to fix people or cure them or make it better. What we actually do is we provide peer-to-peer support.
Yeah. Right, okay.
So you're sitting amongst a bunch of people that are exactly like you.
Yeah.
And you can hear the issues and the problems that they face and overcome.
And normalise your own issues.
Yeah. Every evening is structured the same. So if you went into an Andy's Man Club meeting on a Monday in London or in Manchester or Glasgow, you would hear exactly the same questions each week. Yeah. The questions, there's 6 of them usually, and the questions are kind of structured so they're kind of easy, non-intimidating questions that make it easy to open up conversation. Like, what's your name and what's a positive reason that brought you here tonight? That'll be a typical
So that's something to get you speaking.
Yeah, and we move on to then find out how everybody's week was. Has anybody had any particular issues going off in the week? And then we move on to the real guts of a meeting is when people get the opportunity to, if you've got anything to get off your chest,
to then do it.
Yeah, and that's when people get the opportunity to open and share. And then we move on to some more positive, forward-looking questions.
Right.
You know, what are you going to do in the next week that's going to make things
better? So work your way into it, get to the real heart of it, and then positives out of it.
And it kind of so some people can come and they can be there 3 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. If you want to come and not speak, nobody's going to say, oh, you have to speak. You don't have to speak.
So you're not pressuring anybody.
But even sitting there listening, to hear your own problems reflected back at you and realise you're not the only one. And I think what I've learned, and you can imagine over the 4 and a bit years I've attended a lot of meetings, but I think what happens with men, right, and it is a man issue, I think there's a lot of pressure on men to go out and perform, to go out and achieve and so forth, and I think men are not that good at communicating with anybody when it's not going well.
100%.
So if a couple split up, her friends come round with the bottles of wine.
Yeah.
Right? They all make each other feel better and they blame him.
Yeah.
Right? He goes home on his own, right, and blames himself.
Yeah.
And if his job isn't going well, he gets in bed and he blames himself.
1,000%.
You know, and the house he hasn't been able to afford yet, or the car payments he's trying to pay, and you beat yourself up. And I think the one thing that Andy's Man Club does exceptionally well is it takes that isolation away from men. And once you realise there's 2 or 3 other guys in the room that understand the
going
issue,
through the same things that you're going through,
they're on the same journey,
rather than feeling isolated.
Yeah. And additionally, beyond that, Andy's Man Club, it's when they come to the club, they get included in the communications on social media, on the Facebook.
Right, okay. So it is like a group of friends, brothers, a group of people.
You walk out of there with a band of brothers, right, and you know who is in the group who's having issues with marriage, or who's having issues with child access, or who's having similar issues to you. So you know who to pick the phone up to and say, can we have a chat?
And rather than going to somebody who you think might not want to listen or might not understand, you've got somebody there who's very similar to yourself who will understand. So you think, oh, I'm going to ring him because he knows exactly what I'm going through, rather than maybe a friend you've known for 20 years who hasn't been through any of this, who you think, well, I don't want to burden him with that. So if you've got somebody who's going through the same thing, I suppose it makes it so much more easy and accessible to speak to someone who's going through the same thing as you.
Yeah, and the amount of things that people go through, you'd be surprised how similar they are.
Yeah.
You know, like if somebody's facing a divorce, well, there's 15 people in the room that have gone through a divorce.
Right,
now, two divorces will be the same, but the running order
of course.
And it's somebody, you can pick people's brains of how did you cope with this bit? How did you overcome that bit, you know?
Well,
I mean, I can't even tell you how proud I am to be part of this, right? In so much as, like, I mean, you're looking at me, you're looking at my grey beard here. I'm no spring chicken, and I've been around a long time, you know?
Yeah.
And I can tell you, I could have done with Andy's Man Club 30 years before I found it, right? Because in my day, in the 90s, the 2000s, you would never, ever admit you've got a mental health or a stress issue, you know? And I kind of felt back then, if you did, it would be frowned upon.
It goes back to the same thing,
It might hurt your career.
Was it? It was more of a stiff upper lip, men don't cry, get on with it.
Exactly.
Rather than...
Yeah.
Now we seem to have hopefully returned the corner a bit, but back in like my dad's day, like,
and
even my younger years, you didn't hear anything about mental health.
Yeah. And I think, like, I mean, and I'm going to express a few, this is just personal opinions.
Yeah.
This is not like, you know, I say what percentage of people have mental health issues, right?
Yeah.
And if you ask me my personal feeling at this stage with everything I know, I would say 100% of people at some point or another, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think sometimes with men, you're out there to try and compete in the world.
You are.
To build your family, your home and everything else, yeah? And I think when you're suffering, you think everybody else's world is perfect.
You do.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily the case, because I don't think, if you imagine perfect to be a flatline at 100, right? Nobody is flatlining at 100, right? Sometimes you get up and the dog died. Well, you're going to dip below the 100,
Of course.
Sometimes you get up and you go through your day and you suddenly realise you won a tenner on the lottery. It's going to take you 100.
Of course, fluctuating, you know, constantly.
So you're constantly fluctuating all the time, and I think that's probably the normal human condition for not just men, for everybody.
For everybody.
Right?
100%, yeah.
And then I think you get collections of circumstances that suddenly take maybe 105 going down to 95.
Yeah.
And you suddenly get some major life event, right?
Yeah. So rather than accumulation of little things, something major happens on top of little things.
And
that's when
your mother's been diagnosed with something horrible, right?
Mm.
And then you suddenly, your dip goes from way below 95 and you're down in the 80s or the 70s, And I think that's when people end up with an issue. I always think of mental health event. I think of a mental health event as something that you need to reach outside of yourself. So you go and speak to somebody, get some help or whatever else, and it might be you go and speak to your closest friend, but you needed help to solve that,
to get out of that rut, get out of that, like you said, the dip in from the 100% line, if we can imagine that now, talking, you've had a bit of bad news and then a bit more bad news, and then something else has happened, a small thing that just amounts on top, and before you know it, you feel like you've got the weight of the world on your shoulders.
Yeah.
And that is what happened with me personally. I was exactly the same. I just went from being okay to then every little thing seemed like a major thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And before you know it, you've gone from being, like you said, at the 100% line to 50%, maybe less.
Yeah.
And that's such a good way of explaining it, because that's exactly the way it felt.
This is what I try and explain to the guys, because sometimes, and I've had, over the time I've been involved, I've had some guys come and they need some help, they're in a bad state and they're really stressed, and several weeks later they feel better. And they think they should stop coming because they're taking up a space that somebody else could use.
Right, yeah.
But actually, it's the guys that are up they're on the top of the curve.
Are the ones that are
lowering the rope down for the guys that need pulling back
up. Of course.
And it's the combination of both that actually helps us
of course.
Flatten that line for everybody.
So then people who've been through it, come out the other side, they are a stepping stone for the people who can, like you said, lower the rope for them.
Yeah, totally.
So they're looking at them thinking, wow, they were where I were 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And look at them now. Or even worse, yeah. And yeah, so it's a great concept, like you said, for people of all different walks of life, different stages of how they're feeling, to come along, and their main aim is for them all to...
And when you think as well, like, I mean, it's ironic that Andy's Man Club and suicide, like, I mean, that was the two things that are inexplicably linked, yeah?
Okay.
And I have to say, going to the club for the first time all that time ago, I was kind of thinking we're going to be sat there talking about suicide, right?
Right.
And I think in the time I've been involved with Andy's Man Club, it's probably been mentioned about three times.
Right.
Right. So. And it's not the way it's driven. It's okay. And it's only if people specifically wanted to speak about that. They bring it up. Well, it's not. They talk about the issues in life that kind of lead a person into a dark place.
Yeah.
And I think if you get to a place where there's a suicide or an attempted suicide, right, it's a collection of a lot of negative things that have come together to make the perfect storm that's put that person there, yeah?
Yeah.
So the more tools you have in the box, like your connection with the guys in the club and all of the other things that goes on behind the club, it gives you a way out of it. So you just break that pattern, if you like, and you start thinking in a more positive way.
Because that's what it is. That's what I think mental health is, an accumulation of thoughts and processes and... Like you said, bad things happening, and I think that is, I mean, like you said, I think everybody suffers from time to time. I just think some people don't know how to handle it as well. And I suppose going to a club like that and meeting people who have had tools to fight against it is...
Well, my day job, like, I mean, I work in industry, and I work with a lot of guys managing safety, you know?
Right.
And I know the psychology thinking in terms of managing mental health in the workplace has kind of moved to an understanding that, well, you can't fix mental health.
It's yes.
The circumstances that surround people, yeah? And if you can't fix it, then what you need to do is to make people more resilient. Because the things, the next huge bill that comes through the door, the next row at the wife, next time the kid causes you grief.
Yeah, yeah.
All these things are part of life and they're all going to be there, right? So what you try to do is build resistance in an individual so that they actually weather those storms better. And I think and I sincerely believe that Andy's Man Club has actually discovered the recipe for this
that.
Because it's the tools in the box, right?
To help
so
you fight against,
whatever
right.
tomorrow throws at you, you've got probably three or four people you know immediately that can help you.
Right.
Yeah? You can go and face a weekend, and irrespective of what's getting you down, you know you've got club on Monday night, and you know the guys are going to be there, and there's going to be a supportive environment to walk into. Yeah. In Sheffield, and since all the pandemic has started, there's a walking group that springs up. They go out walking perhaps most Thursdays, assuming the weather's okay. Sometimes they have a little campfire and socially distance, sit around and have a chat. And the people that do that are actually having the best time. They really love those evenings, They've now also got a running club,
right,
which is on a Wednesday. Again, down in Hillsborough Park, and the park lends itself, if you're a super fit runner, right, you can go off and run with the best of them because they have some really good runners.
Right.
If you're like me, a bit of a fat lad.
Well,
right?
You're looking at me saying,
so
you know
I
am, yeah.
We also have a smaller square where the fat lads are actually all starting to work on Couch to 5K.
Right. I started that before. I did quite well as well, and then again, life happened.
Well, you didn't do your homework and you fell behind, and that was what happened, wasn't it? Because that's what happened to me.
I went I was doing really well, and then again, it was mental health again.
Yeah.
Stopped me from what's the point? Why don't I want to do it? There's no point in doing that.
Well, I think what you achieve. Think when you're down and when you're stressed, it takes away your motivation.
It does, 100%. It's hard to achieve.
I think the most effective word you hear for that is mojo. It's your mojo is gone, yeah. And the thing, if you can get back into it and you've got people to drag you along, that in itself starts to make you feel better.
This is what I need. This is what I've been saying. I need somebody to get hold of me. Give me a clip round here.
Yeah, yeah.
Shake me up and say, Kurt, stop being such a slob. Stop being... it's like self-harming in a way.
Yeah.
The lifestyle.
Exactly.
And I'm doing it, and I know I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I can't stop.
Right.
And it's the same thing, and then I start again, and I think, right, today I'm going to smash it, and something insignificant happens, and I blame that, and it's like a horrible roundabout. So I need somebody, if anyone's listening, to come and get me out of the city, give me a clip round here, Owen. Tell them to stop being stupid and get me arse in gear.
Well, firstly, I'll give you an open invitation to the park,
yeah,
Hillsborough Park.
Sounds good.
7 o'clock Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah. And in addition, I'll give you an invitation to come and actually see for yourself what goes on in Andy's Man Club.
Yeah.
Obviously, we do every single Monday with the exception of bank holidays.
Okay.
Mine. So the next one is the Monday after next.
That'd be great.
Come along.
100%. I'll be
see,
there.
Listen, take part. But I think you, like everybody else, you're going to find a great bunch of people. And look, I mean, to say, you walk out of there with a band of brothers,
yeah,
that you know, no matter what. Like, I mean, I've seen people put something online at 3 a.m. I need somebody to talk to, and there's 6 guys on top
straight
of
away.
Me.
Wow.
Yeah, 6 in the morning.
Sometimes that is just, that's what you need, isn't it? Sometimes you need to know there's people there.
It is, and look, I mean, the existence of mental health as an issue is huge. It is definitely huge, and it's evident all over the place. You see it in the media now. And to have an organisation and a network that operates like this, and it puts the resources in place, which is only each other.
Yeah, it's not like it's massive bills or anything, or overheads or anything like that. It's literally just a group of people
who
are there to understand, which I think, like I said at the beginning, is such a simple concept, but such an amazing concept. Like you said, why wasn't it done years ago?
Yeah,
it just
takes the right people to pick it
just
up,
to do it,
believe in it and own it. And like, I mean, Luke Ambler has been, he's been a fantastic lead
founder?
That's the founder,
right, okay.
Yeah. Come along on Monday.
Let us
know what you think. I think the future for mental health, right, and I know there's been a couple of spin-off groups which are not Andy's Man Club,
okay,
but where partners of Andy's Man Club people have actually said, why doesn't that exist for women? And I think they've gone and kind of made it.
Okay, I'm going and done it, right. So I mean, that's something, like I explained to you before we started recording, it's something that I've been asked to do myself up at the Ledgers, to start a group for men to drop in.
Yeah.
And I think to come along and see how you do it and everything, maybe get some ideas, and if I don't feel up to it, to get them come along to Andy's Man Club. Or even if, like, a lot of people don't drive and stuff, I could do it on the Ledgers for a few people.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be stepping on anyone's toes. It's just another way of trying to help people.
Absolutely. And look, I mean, I think one thing with Andy's Man Club, you know, we're starting a rival group. No, there's no such thing, because our end game is the same
end game,
as we want to reach out. Yeah,
that's it.
The thing I think that we need most in Sheffield, South Yorkshire at the moment, and I'm probably speaking for the entire country if I'm honest, because of pandemic and because we got locked down and we couldn't meet in the same way, the promotion, the reaching out to guys to let them know we exist and what we do, we kind of had to stop that because we weren't sure we could open the venues to host them.
Okay.
And
what in regards to numbers and stuff you mean around the pandemic?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, like, I mean, when we were down, and our natural home in Sheffield is the Central Fire Station.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Now, we're not in there at the moment because obviously the Fire Brigade are a protected service, so they won't want to share the building whilst we're in the pandemic.
Yeah.
But we do hope to get back there in the next month or so. So we moved out to Beighton. We're at the Lime Centre in Beighton at the moment.
Okay.
But we were, before lockdown, we basically were having up to 50 guys come through the door every Monday.
That's good. When you think about it, with to find 50 men in a city who are all willing to come out and speak, you know what, that's absolutely fantastic. That's amazing.
Moving forward, what we have now is reinforcements in head office. Okay. So we have staff that actually go and find us venues. So when we need to grow, when we get to a point where we're actually hitting the peak of what a venue can hold, we have head office actually working on finding us another venue. So in Sheffield, we'll probably have three.
Right.
So we'll have the fire station back. We'll keep Baiting, hopefully. We'll hopefully get one over on the north side somewhere, Hillsborough.
Right.
We've also opened up Rotherham.
So even if, like, you could start something in the south, maybe in Low Edges or what have you, something like that, it could be something to look at, depending on how
absolutely. It's not thinkable. Not unthinkable. And one thing, like, I mean, we need the venue to be permanent, right?
Yeah.
Because it might be, I don't know, 4 months ago when a guy got our leaflet and found out about us and thought, oh, should I go to that? And it might be 4 months later when he thinks, like, absolutely need to go to that.
Yeah.
So when we set a venue up, we really, really want to come. We'll never not open the door on a Monday.
That's what you're all about.
And we have a motto that we kind of run by.
Okay.
Yeah. So if we go to a load of trouble and set something up and we open up in Sheffield, suppose nobody comes, right?
Right.
Well, the thinking behind it, if we open that door in Sheffield and one man walks through it, then we've had a very successful night, because we've got one man, we've helped one yard.
That's exactly my saying as well on this podcast. My saying is, even if I help one person, it's all worth it.
Yeah.
So even if I do this and what have you, I'm not bothered if people laugh, ridicule, anything. If one person comes and opens up, speaks to me, speaks to somebody else, then that's my job.
Yeah.
I don't care how many hours I've poured into it. If I've got one person at that, then that's me done.
And I do think as well, you know, you know when they say pass it on.
Yeah. Right?
When our guys leave there each Monday, they go out and they actually help other people.
Right.
And they go out and tell other people, you know, this is available and so forth. And I think it somehow changes the way they think, the way we all think.
Right.
And it makes us a little bit more understanding of each other.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which in turn goes full circle,
and that's it.
Helps how everybody actually feels.
Yeah. And I think that it's a great way then to change the massive, you know, everybody's thinking.
Yeah.
Starting small and growing, and hopefully by the time the next generation come along, mental health is something that isn't, because obviously we've gone from, like we said earlier, from it not being accepted, not really spoke about, to now hopefully we can go
I think
even
it was
more so.
The not being able to speak about it has probably made it the problem that we have today. I think by changing the culture that we live in, people are able to put their hand up and say, I'm not okay about this, or I'm not feeling okay today, and other people can respond with humanity and kindness, then we will ultimately get everybody thinking like that. And the next generation, they'll be thinking, what was all that about back in the day?
Yeah, you know? And that's the main aim, that's what we're all hoping for.
So, can I conclude you then? And will I be seeing you in Hillsborough Park next Wednesday?
I will 100% be coming to the next Andy's Man Club.
Right. Now, I was talking about the Hillsborough Park that you're hiding from.
It's a bit close to Hillsborough Football Stadium for my liking, but if I put a mask on,
you know what, anyone recognising you.
Then I should be all right. Yeah, you know what? It's something I need to do, so for this, just my kick up the arse.
Yeah.
So thank you for that, Declan.
Come down the park. I'll introduce you to the guys, and you know, you'll already know a lot of faces by the time you come to the club.
Fantastic. Yeah, absolutely amazing. So anything else that you'd like to say, or anything that you'd like to promote for it, or anything, or when are the meetings and stuff?
The meetings are every Monday. Yeah. Go and check us out online for your nearest venue. We will probably have a venue quite close to you.
Okay.
And if for any reason you're in some part of the country where you can't access a venue, we have an online meeting. So a lot of people get together on like a Zoom.
Okay.
So you can see everybody else, and it's just a virtual meeting. But we also need that because there might be some people with various health conditions that are still
chilling.
That still exists. So whatever your needs are, we should be able to help and
to accommodate.
Support that.
Right.
The biggest thing I need, right, is tell everyone.
Yeah.
Tell men about us.
Well, what I will do is I will make a pledge now on this podcast that I will every week, I will speak about Andy's Man Club for a little snippet, and I will keep reminding people about the things. Anything that you want me to share, Just send it to me.
Yeah.
I'll share it to my page. There's only a couple of hundred people, and 700, I think, now on there. But it's growing every day. So if I can do anything to help whatsoever in regards to getting the word out there, yeah, then I will do so.
And yeah, it goes back down to what we were just saying a few minutes ago, right? I've got 700 people out there.
Yeah.
Well, if each of those 700 people know two or three more, and we get to reach one man, what we've done here tonight has been very successful.
That's exactly it.
The Andy's Man Club will just continue to grow for as much as it's needed, and the amount of people walking through the door will dictate the size of what we're going to be. But to say we've grown to 50 clubs during lockdown, I think
it's
absolutely
huge,
phenomenal, and a testament to the people in head office that are working hard.
And like you said, when it's like 2016, did you say?
Sorry?
It started in 2016.
2016,
so
yeah.
So to grow even now to 50 clubs,
yeah,
it's outrageous.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully 10, 15, 20 years down the line, then who knows? The sky's the limit, I suppose.
Yeah, I would love to think, and I would love to think that one day you won't need an Andy's Man Club, because we've all just learned to operate like that.
Yeah.
You know, and the world's become kind of a better place
that's the end game.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, I'd like to wrap up by saying thank you ever so much for inviting me into your home.
No, thank you.
Thank you for speaking to me. You've opened my eyes up to what Andy's Man Club is all about. And I'll be honest with you, I can't wait now to come along and actually see it for myself.
Great.
So thank you very much, Declan. And anything you want me to share, anything you want me to post on my thingy,
fantastic,
just send it across
to
me.
We'll stay in touch and I shall keep sending you information. Thank you very much.
Fantastic.
Kurt.
Thank you, Declan. Yeah, so that was the interview with Declan. Like I said, so refreshing to hear somebody speak so passionately about something that they believe in, and absolutely incredible what they're doing. I mean, I've been doing a bit of digging about myself, and I've been looking into it a bit more, and the story behind it, like Declan explained then, is fantastic. Somebody who's lost somebody, who has set out then to make a change, and they are making a change. And also, while we're on the subject of making a change, I know obviously this podcast, I mentioned Ross a lot, my mate who took his life, Ross McCarthy, his sister, and somebody she works with, Lee Freeman. I don't know if you've been following it on Facebook, but what an absolutely fantastic achievement they've just done as well. If you haven't been following, then follow on Facebook Lee Freeman or Laura McCarthy. I think Lee's just run, I don't know how many marathons he's run with a vest on, but I just want to take this opportunity on my podcast to say absolutely incredible achievement. And hopefully, in Ross's name, between all of us and between a few people, we can also make a change, just like Andy's Man Club has done. So like I said in the interview, my wife said that somebody she knows, Joy from the Terminus, has even inquired about me setting up a club similar to Andy's Man Club on the Ledgers for people to drop in. And it's something I'm seriously considering. I'm going to go along to Andy's Man Club, I'm going to see what it's like. But if anyone's got any ideas or anything like that in the future, or anything that you think would benefit, if I've got a chance of having a room for free, maybe 2 hours a week, would people be interested in dropping in, opening up, maybe get pop and Chris, stuff like that, play a bit of pool? Would it be something that people would be interested in? Because I don't mind taking 2 hours out and running that if something that you think in the south of Sheffield would be beneficial for people. So it's something to think about. So yeah, this week was really all about Andy's Man Club and what an incredible organisation it is and how much good work they're doing in Sheffield and another 49, I believe, places all around the country. So it's just going from strength to strength. And like Declan said, hopefully one day there'll be no need for something like Andy's Man Club to be about, because we'll all just start incorporating mental health into everyday life and understand that, yeah, is something that we're stuck with. So yeah, have a great bank holiday weekend, everybody. Hopefully next week I'll be back with another interview. I've got a couple of people who I've got lined up, a couple of exciting guests as well, who I need to start getting in touch with and getting something set in stone. So yes, hopefully I'll be back with another interview next week. And the following week, I'm on holiday, so there won't be one. So like I said, everyone, have a great bank holiday weekend. Take care of one another. And keep following that fat kid. Like I said, just keep incorporating with me, keep asking the questions, keep giving me suggestions, because that's what I thrive on. Right.